A rogue state makes temporary peace. North and South Korea are putting their differences aside. Don't expect it to last. By Charlie Campbell. From the 9th century BC, athletes and spectators traveling to the Olympics were protected by a truce that stilled feuding states during the games. The Ekeshereia was history's earliest attempt to separate sport from politics. Although tarnished by Cold War boycotts in the 1980s, the notion of the Olympics as peacemaker endures. In Pyeongchang, it's the Korea's turn. North and South will march under a united flag and field a joint team in women's ice hockey, despite the two nations officially remaining at war. The outreach comes as tensions have spiked following Kim Jong-un's accelerating nuclear and missile tests and his escalating war of words with the U.S. President, Donald Trump. South Korean President Moon Jae-in hopes the show of unity can arrest what many fear is a relentless march toward nuclear catastrophe. So far, the sides are playing nice. North Korea is sending a 140-member orchestra, a cheering squad of young women, and 22 athletes to compete in ice hockey, figure skating, short track speed skating, cross country, and alpine skiing. None are expected to medal.